So we're holding here the Avchas Amud Beis. A short and an easy Amud. Amud Ablevi Mishum Ramei. Shtei Sukkah Shal Yaitzim. Zu Lefnim Mizu. Means you have a pottery that has two sukkahs. Doesn't mean sukkahs, it just means two chadar. So you go in through one, into the other, into the inner one. So Hapnimis Einai Sukkah. So what they did was like this. The first one, the inside one, is where they lived, and they hid the pottery and all that. And the outside one is where they came in through. Right? He does his work there, but he doesn't live there. So like this. So Hapnimis Einai Sukkah. V'chayeves b'mezuzah. The inside one, it's not a sukkah. If he wants to sit there on sukkahs, he can't sit there, even though it has chach and everything's kosher, because it's not minka. It doesn't look like that it's the same sukkah, because the whole year he lives there. He eats there, he sleeps there, all year. So therefore, it's not a sukkah. V'chayev is b'mezuzah, and y'chayev mezuzah, it's a regular apartment. Oh, that might be another thing. If he does a hekka, that's another sugya. I'm saying, but we're saying right now, he has chachdin, and he wants to sleep in there on sukkahs, he can't.
Does that mean if you have a sukkah standing a whole year, you're not yotze?
No, that's what I'm saying. Right, that's what he was asking. Right. No, so what we do, we open a roof at those houses. You open a roof.
What's the reason here specifically not? Because you can't see it?
No, over here you didn't do any ma'aser.
So why does it matter if it's a sukkah inside of a sukkah? Why is that relevant?
No. What do you mean, sukkah inside of sukkah?
This is just the case where
I understand, but it seems like there's a case of it's dafka from a yotzer and dafka one sukkah inside of sukkah, or any sukkah that's standing for the whole year.
Well, yeah, you're right. Any house normally you don't have a house that has schach on it. Here you have that. This was the case that there was a
chayda. I mean, it was common that the person that
a yotzer sukkah is a yotzer. That's what he had. He had trees on top of his. That was his roof.
And the outside one was also standing all year, and still it's
kosher
sukkah.
Yeah, that's what we're gonna get to. So, the outside one, the one that you come to first, is a sukkah because now that you're living there, you normally don't live there. All year you don't live there. Sukkahs, you come and live there, so it's a good sukkah. Ptuim and a mezuzah, and it's part of a mezuzah because we know every sukkah is part of a mezuzah. If you have a porch, you have. A made porch. You have a sukkah, you have a mezuzah on that?
Where?
Oh, I don't know how it looks.
It's not big enough. It's not a...
He doesn't have a Tetzos.
You don't have a Tetzos Pesach?
Duty has a sukkah.
Coming into... Oh, okay.
Just regular steps.
Yeah, it's a mezuzah. Show you a mezuzah. I mean, I'm not...
It's just framed. There's no walls.
So?
It's
a Pesach. I think he has a mezuzah. I'm sure he has a mezuzah. Anyone that I know has a mezuzah. I mean, I have a mezuzah. So over there, the shaila is on sukkahs if you should take off the mezuzah. Because what are we saying? Okay, this is not mamash here, but I mean, the chitzayin is sukkah up to him in a mezuzah. That means sukkah is not mechayiv you a mezuzah. So it's shaykh, some shaykhim learn that sukkah is a steer to mezuzah, because mezuzah means kva, sukkah is ayah. So there's a tzad to say.
It doesn't hurt if you have a mezuzah.
Yeah.
But how are you allowed to take off the mezuzah?
Maybe you're mechayiv to take off the mezuzah.
Right, but how do you let it be without the mezuzah?
Because right now I'm making it I already
make
the good weather.
What do you do with the schach? The schach wasn't made the same sukkah. Why is the Maro saying?
Who needs the same sukkah? You will get to what you need.
The schach.
Okay, you're not supposed to say Shem sukkah. Okay, we'll get there. But anyways, so here you see. So that's a big, big schmooze if you just take off the sukkah, the mezuzah. Not only that, if you didn't take off the mezuzah, maybe it wasn't a mezuzah k'sher for those 7 days, and you should take it off right after Yontif, take it off and put it right back on and make a bracha. Yeah. So that's a big shaila, because most of the times they'll have it, this is my hat for them, they have it that it's not the whole roof, it's just like the middle of the roof. And they're coming out the Defen Akuma.
They're using the
Tvanas. Tvanas is not good. Right, so they're using Defen Akuma. So since there's a roof to it, they're using a Defen Akuma that's a lamdas. I'm saying that's a lachamash b'sina, but since there's really a roof to it. Since there's a roof to it, so maybe you could sit under that roof. So maybe the sukkah, the mezuzah is for that part, right?
So they can't sit under the Defen Akuma part then?
Anyways, you can't sit. Pashas again.
But it's a Devin Shvach
Eter.
If the Rav holds, you have to take it off.
It's a Tzirif. I don't hold like that. It's a Machlok in the Paiskin. But a Tzirif, I cannot hold.
Anyway, when you
usually
have
to hang on a roof. Zakta Gemara, Vamai, Tavich Etzayne Kebei Shapni. Miss, why are you telling me that the outside one, which was the one you come to first, is part of a mezuzah? Why? Because you don't live there. Let it be like a Bei Shapni, Miss, with the Chayv Mezuzah. A Bei Shap, right? You have a house and you have an opening, you have an entranceway to the house. You mechayv to put a mezuzah. You don't live in that entranceway, but the Torah says it's a Bei Shap for a house. So too over here, even though the outside one, you tell me you don't live in there, so that's why you're not Chayv Mezuzah, but it's a Beis Shah for the house, for the inside one. So therefore, you should be Mechayv and Mezuzah al Tzchiv of Beis Shah.
And a Mele shouldn't be a good Sukkah too?
Yeah. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara doesn't say that. No, could be it's a good Sukkah. You don't live there. Now you live there, it's okay.
So
the Gemara just asking if it's Chayv Mezuzah. But in the Gemara, you don't see that. Right. The Gemara just asking if it's Chayv Mezuzah. Should be Chayv and Mezuzah. Why? Because this Mezuzah is because it's a Beis Shah. After the Gemara, Mishum de Loi Kviya. So Rashi learns that they're both not Kviya. Even the Pnimius is not Kviya. So it's not enough of a Kviyas that a Beis Shah is like, okay, this is a Chashuva place. So something going into, leading into the Chashuva place is also Mechayiv. The inside one is so not Chashuv that it can be Mechayiv that there should be an outside. It itself, okay. It's like
each one is a Dalit
al Dalit. Yeah, obviously. Yeah. Pashas. Yeah, Zokti Gemara Vayte. Tanu Rabbana. Ganvach, which is Rosh Tevez, Sukkos Goyim, that's Gimel, Sukkos Noshim, Woman, Sukkos Behemah, and Sukkos Kutim. Those four Sukkos, Sukkah Mikal Makayim, Ksheira. Any other Sukkah is Kasha. Those four plus other Sukkos. Uvavach Tehme Sukkachas Kilchasa. It has to be Mesuchach Kealocha. What is that? Ma'akil Chasa. That it was made letzel. Now this is very important. Not that it was lishma. We'll learn tomorrow. Mishnah. B'shamay says that you need lishma. B'shil says you don't need lishma. So this is not what it means. And that's why very important when you put on the schach on the sukkah, you don't say sukkah. You don't say lishma. So Mishnah paskins the ma'isa. You have to say that it's made l'shem tzel. No, not l'shem sukkah.
Why not l'shem sukkah?
L'shem sukkah might be l'shem sukkah. Okay, yeah, you have to know that. Say, but the nakuda is that you're going like Bishami, not allowed to do like Bishami. Bishami is still, you know.
Say the shem sukkah, doesn't that mean the shem sukkah?
Okay, if you know that. So it could mean the shem sukkah.
Most people, they're doing the shem sukkah. That's
not good. So that's what we're saying. You do the shem tail.
But you're
supposed to say the shem tail, not the shem sukkah.
But if you're making the walls of shem sukkah, which is not chayiv, so they're not either according to Beis Hillel or Beis Shammai, so then you could say Mulchayr without being like Beis Shammai, that the schach is also l'shem sukkah, just like the walls, he said it's l'shem sukkah. If okay. He builds the wall l'shem sukkah, he's not over anything. And
no, it's okay, man.
And
who cares about that?
So just like you say the walls l'shem sukkah, you can say the schach is l'shem sukkah without being saying that he's going like l'shem, and he's doing everything l'shem sukkah.
I'm
in other words, if he says the walls l'shem sukkah, he's not over. So if he says
the walls, because the walls are not dealing, man.
Could be, but he's saying you know, the walls of Shem Sukkah. He's building a sukkah. He wants to do a Shem Mitzvah. So if he says the walls and the schach of Shem
Sukkah, I don't know why you're getting for the walls of the schach. But anyways, so he's saying you have to do the Shem Tzel. So that means any sukkah, but it has to mean the Shem Tzel. Now you're right. You're not gonna, you know, if people do the Shem Sukkah, you're not gonna say it's possible. But I'm saying,
doesn't the Shem Sukkah mean the Shem Tzel?
Maybe not. Maybe it means the Shema. Maybe it means B'Sham is dead. You want to say maybe, maybe no. But on Kapanim, you definitely, it's better to do it L'Shem Tzel. That's important to know, because a lot of times, you know, you're picking it up and you're saying L'Shem, you don't know what you're saying. L'Shem Tzel is the one thing.
You have that in mind. I'm not having in mind right now
to
do
this,
so I'm having in mind
to do it L'Shem Tzel. I mean, not that. The Nekud is that you're doing L'Shem Tzel. Okay, Zakti Gemara, Sukkim Mikal Mokim Lasuya Mai. So we said Sukk is Ganvach, and then we said Sukkim Mikal Mokim. What is that to include? The Mal Lasuya Sukkas Rakbash. What's that? The Tanur Abana, Sukkos Rakbash, Rosh Tevis, Sukkos Rayim, the Sukkah of Shepherds, Sukkos Kaitzim. Kaitzim is people that watch Shomei Ketzias, Hashtuchim Basad Al Yavish. They watch the squash, the what?
Figs.
Figs, okay, yeah, for to yeah. the watchmen. Sukkahs Buginin, Sukkahs that were people that watch the city. It's like these huts that they have to watch the city. Sukkahs Shaimei Peiris. Oh, yeah. Sukkahs Shaimei Peiris. Sukkah Mikal Makam Kshayat. And over there, also the Brisa says over there, Sukkah Mikal Makam. So the Brisa says, Sukkahs Rakbash and Sukkah Mikal Makam. All these, the kashim, has to be that's to Mesachas Chasa. Michael Chasa, Amrav Chizda, Vusha Asa Letzel Sukkah. It was made, no, Vusha Asa Letzel, that you put this Chach L'Shem Tzel. It's like, Gemara, Sukkah Mikal Makam, Asu Yemai. Over here saying,
wait a second. It's not, Gemara Attack is Mashma,
Vusha Asa
Letzel Sukkah.
Letzel. No, so you
could
get period.
Sukkah
is the next.
Right. Gemara, Sukkah Mikal Makam, Asu Yemai. So the Gemara last suye sukkahs gamvach. So that means the brayso of gamvach said sukkah mikal makam. That was last suye sukkahs rakbash. The brayso of sukkahs rakbash that said mikal makam is coming to say gamvach. It's like the Gemara. Hai tana gamvach. The first brayso that said gamvach. Alima le gamvach. Gamvach is stronger and better. It's easier to say that it's kasha. Mishum the kvi. It's regular strong sukkah. It's a sukkah's gayim, a sukkah's nashim, a regular strong hut. V'katana mikal makim, and in that bris it says mikal makim lasuye. What's it coming to teach you? Rakbash. Why? Rakbash is like kvi. This is a little hut. Sukkah's shaymeir, sukkah's buginin, like over there, chestnut right. So it's a little thing. So over there, it's like kvi. It's not. There's no kvias to it. So therefore, it's coming to teach you that that's also kasha. V'aytana the rakbash, the second bris that says rakbash, alimale rakbash. Rakbash is better. Why? The bnei chiyuvanim. All these people are mechiyuvan a sukkah. You're right. The sukkah itself is not a strong sukkah.
Isn't it better sukkah? Less kvi is better. So
not too much less. Okay, one second. Let's say the bnei chiyuvanim. Let me say the bnei chiyuva. The tana mikal makim, and then the gemara tell you, and that bais the tana mikal makim. Let's see gamach. The lav bnei chiyuvanim. They're not bnei chiyuva.
How does it help me that it's bnei chiyuva?
So one second. It's like this. So what does it mean a sukkah is gamach? We said sukkah's goyim, sukkah's nashim, sukkah's behemah.
Right.
That means what? That means the guy made it, or it's made for a guy.
Either or.
The use.
So one second. So again, it has to be what? I mean, either or. What does it mean? What does it mean? When the Gemara said sukkah's goyim, it means that it was made for a guy to live in, or it means a guy made it. So if it means pashas, you would say a guy made it. A sukkah's behemah can make l'shem tzel?
No, it's for what they live in.
Of what they live in. So what's wrong for what they live in? What's the problem?
It wasn't made l'shem dira.
Shem dira?
Behemah wasn't made l'shem dira.
It's a regular house.
Again, that's a minor.
First of all, why is that a minor?
Okay, you're getting it right. Okay,
why are they determining
them
based on the...
Again, I don't know Taj. Sukkah's Gayim, Sukkah's Nashim, Sukkah's Behemah, Sukkah's Kutim. What does that mean? Did they make it? Now, if you say that they made it, which I would say Pashit, so that comes out very Negei Lalacha, which we Paskin.
No, what do you do with Behemah then?
Oh, what do you do with Behemah? Okay, that's a good Kasha.
So you see,
there's angle to discuss that, but one second. What? Okay, one second.
So now... They made it for a year?
Yeah, maybe they made it for a year. So now, very important is you hire a Mexican to build your sukkah. We all know that you make sure he doesn't do the schach, or even if he did it by mistake, you pick it up and you say the shem tzel. So what do you mean? The gemara says it's kasha, and we pass it to this gemara.
Maybe they use behemoths to build it. All right, they traveled. They used the transport.
No, but how do you know the behemoths doing the shem tzel? You have to do L'Shem Tzel.
The guy's not doing L'Shem Tzel.
L'Shem Tzel means nothing. He's doing it for shade. Why shouldn't he be doing L'Shem Tzel?
He can't do it, L'Shem Tzel.
Why?
He's not
a mitzvah. A mitzvah, you're right, there's no shaykhs to. L'Shem Tzel, he can't do. He's making this, he's putting on...
Is it any different than if it would be built out as a box on its own? If you just... If a crane would put it down, there's nothing to it. But when a guy does
it, he's doing it to get paid. He's doing it to get paid. But if you ask him what it is,
why does it matter what he's doing it for? He's a guy. Whatever he does has no validity.
Not really. You're right. In the mitzvah, he has no validity because there's no shaykhs to mitzvah. He's not allowed to put up. You ask him why he's putting up this roof.
He could do it with Shem Tzel, but how does it help?
I don't need any mitzvah. Because you think that there's mitzvah. Nothing. Only with Shem Tzel. Shade. You're doing it L'Shem Tzel.
He's doing it L'Shem Tzel. So why do I have to have the money when I'm building sukkah that is L'Shem Tzel?
That's it. You have to have money.
Why do I?
What else?
If he's doing the feud,
it's something. If I'm achieving something by having a money and it's L'Shem Tzel, then he's not.
No, yes, he is, because he also wants to have tzel when he's out in the sun. All the Mexicans walking around with umbrellas on top of their head, they're walking around with l'shem tzel.
But what's the difference? It is l'shem tzel, because when you walk into the sukkah, it protects you from the
sun,
so
right? That's
yeah, but maybe he did it for
why does it matter what he did it for?
No, because that's what we need. We need a sukkah l'shem tzel. That's what a sukkah's kasha. That is when it's kasha.
So it is. It's automatically l'shem tzel.
No, v'loy l'tzni is ba'alma, whatever it is. Is the sneeze, there's like Yank, like Avrami Khan saying that, why are we machma on Goyim today? We tell you, Goy does it, stay away from that sukkah. Why? Because they did it for the money. They don't care about sale. They're not thinking about it. You hire him, you're paying him $40 an hour, he's doing it for the money. Right? That's Rav Gusman. Remember, there's many stories of Gedalim that the Goy made it. He said, everyone out of the sukkah, on sukkahs. He said, you can't sit in the sukkah. So, but I mean, Ikka Adin, the Gemara says it's kasha. And we pass on this Gemara. So if you learn like the Rishonim that say, this is Machlokes in Rishonim, Rashi says, if not, Rashi says, Sukkah is going, Shasuya Lod, the Baba Meisachama. Right? That means not that he made it. I'm saying, says Machlokes is, if he made it, or it was made for him.
How's the Rav learning Rashi?
Shasuya Lod, the Baba, it was made for the guy. Not that he made it. Not Shasuya.
It could be also.
Rashi didn't say that it wasn't. I'm saying, but that's Rashi doesn't say.
But if you don't need the segment, so what do you care why the guy made it? Why do you need to write?
No, fuck it. Rashi needs to say.
One second.
Why do you need to write from the Gemara? If you don't, you know, since you said like Excel, you don't need the segment. So what do you care who made it?
You're right. Who made it or who it's made for?
Who it's made for or who made it? What do you care? Like even who made it? What do you care who made it?
No, because I need the shem tzel. Maybe these guys don't have the shem tzel.
Rashi's not a right.
That's a suffix. I mean, even if you say that the guy made it, so you still need the shem tzel. But if you made it for himself, then it's the shem tzel. So it depends who he made it for.
Right.
No. Even if the guy made it, if he
that's
made
what
it for himself,
discussion.
Yeah, if he made it for himself,
Gemara, the discussion.
So then you have no right from the Gemara either way. Because even if the guy made it for himself, he made it on a chain sale for himself. You don't have a right for you.
You mean it could be kosher even when he made it for himself?
Yeah, but the only style is if you hired him. But anyway, he didn't. When he did it, if you pay him $40 an hour, and you could have gotten a guy for $15 an hour standing around on the corner over there,
no.
So he did it with the same neighbor. Not
the
same money. Because he's cheating you.
Okay, fine. It's a different reason. Okay, fine. But anyways, so one second. Let's just finish up. So Akapanim, so that's why it's a machlaikis in the Yishayinim, what does it mean Sukkah's Goyim? And the problem is, like we're saying, if you're going to learn that the guy made it, then Sukkah's Behemah, how could you have that a Behemah makes L'shem Tzel? What's the right? So he wanted a Taina that maybe you see that the Behemah is hot and the Behemah, let's say, is putting, is making himself a roof. It's not Shayach. Birds can make a nest, right? So they know what they're doing. I'm saying, but sale is a little harder.
A shaykh of behemoth should make a sukkah. They're standing around over the walls, and they're taking the eating from above them, and when they eat it, some falls down.
That
wouldn't
be the shame sale. The shame sale would have to be he's sweltering the heat.
The meat that it was built for them.
Yeah. So anyways, so lemaisa, at the end of the day, if a guy does it, you have many achronim that hold that it's kosher. You could tell a guy l'shem tzel, since it's not l'shem mitzvah, a guy could do it, nashim could do it, and they all could do it. The shayla just is, so the Gemara came out either or is kosher, gamvach or rakvash. How about it's gamvach and rakvash? How about it's together? So that's machleik is bach, and I'll know if that's kosher or not. Okay, fine.
And what does lav b'nechivin help me?
Shabbos.
How does it help me that was